So one of the biggest things we want to do when we're asking about suicide is be direct and compassionate, right? So saying straight words like, are you thinking about suicide? Have you had thoughts of killing yourself, right? These direct words feel scary, but what they communicate is, I'm not afraid to have this conversation with you, right? I'm right here with you. Please tell me what's going on, right? But because these things are scary, sometimes we have the tendency to want to soften them, right? We want to say things like, well, you're not thinking about suicide, are you? Right? But really what that does is it can be dismissive. It can feel like your hand is still on the doorknob of that door you just opened, ready to walk away, not quite ready to hear the truth. Right? We think we might be giving someone an out if they're not thinking about suicide, but we know that's actually not the case, right? So being direct, having that conversation, looking someone in the eye is the best way to go. Right? We also might have concerns of like, well, what if they're not? Are they gonna be offended that I even asked? And to be honest, they might be. But what you're also communicating to them is, I was willing to have this conversation with you. I care enough to check in about you and to see how you're doing. So maybe they're not thinking about suicide today, but maybe in the future that's a thought that's gonna come up, or there's another topic that they're struggling with. You've told them, I'm here for you. I can have hard conversations, right? So it really opens the door to further your connection with that individual in the future. We can think about asking about suicide in the same way that we think about chest pains, right? So if we're asking someone, are you having chest pains? We're not putting the heart attack in their body. We're simply asking about something that if goes unnoticed could be deadly, right? So again, we're not putting this idea in someone's head. And I think that's a really important thing to hit home. We're simply asking about an experience that may already be happening. So let's say you ask someone directly and they say yes. That's a really powerful moment, but that's also a really scary moment, right? What do you do with that? How do you handle that? And most of us aren't mental health professionals, so we worry we'll mess it up in some way. But here's the good news. You don't have to be a trained provider to help somebody. What matters is that you respond without judgment and without panic, right? So giving simple, compassionate responses can be way more important than any advice. So saying simple things like, thank you for telling me. That sounds really hard. I want to hear more about what you're going through. I'm here to listen, right? This is all we're asking for. Most people just want emotional support, saying that I'm willing to sit here with you. I really like the parallel of grief. When we have someone in our life who's lost a loved one, we know that there's nothing we can say that's gonna take that hurt away, right? So most of the time we just say, I'm sorry, this has to be hard. We sit there with them, we listen to whatever they wanna talk about. Suicidal thoughts are the same way. There's no expectation that you're gonna have magic words, that you're going to be able to fix whatever problems are contributing to it, right? Just sitting there and being willing to talk with someone is an incredible, incredible thing. I think it's also important in these moments to not panic. We know that not everyone who thinks about suicide is in imminent danger of hurting themselves. Right, so a lot of people think about suicide without having a plan, without knowing if they're ever gonna act on it. And that should be remembered. So in these moments, we wanna think about, is this person in danger? And if they are, we'll talk about that. But most of the time, they're not. We know that only 15 to 20% of people who think about suicide go on to attempt suicide. So what that means is some people live their entire life with these thoughts coming and going without ever attempting suicide. And simply having the conversations about those thoughts can really reduce the stress and can help improve the quality of their life and the quality of your connection with them. So sitting with them in that, as opposed to jumping to, I need to call 911, what should I do? Does this person need to be hospitalized? Sitting and connecting and listening is first and foremost, right? So we've asked individuals who have had recent suicidal thoughts and behaviors and have disclosed, and we've asked what was helpful about that experience. And what we see is common themes coming up over and over and over again. And those are being compassionate, right? Responding with genuine concern and not pity. Not getting scared or angry. So we can see this from individuals who have disclosed what they need out of this experience, right? By and large, folks are disclosing with the goal of getting some sort of emotional support or getting connected to professional help, right? And we can do those things. We can help with that.